Hello there. Welcome to this episode of Force Ghost Conversations. This is your host, Anthony King, and this week I'm going to take a deep dive look into the character of Willow Ofgood in anticipation of the upcoming Willow television series that will be premiering on Disney Plus on November 30th. Before we get started, I'm inviting you to join the conversation with us. We can be found on Twitter at Force Ghost Pod. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok just by searching Force Ghost Conversations. We look forward to connecting with you on those platforms. Also, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on your listening site of choice. Finally, please be sure to check out our Tee Public store to buy some Force Ghost Conversations merchandise. And without further ado, it is time to gather around the campfire for some Force Ghost Conversations. All right, everyone, welcome back to another installment of Force Ghost Conversations. I am so thrilled to be back and another week to discuss the character of Willow Ofgood. If you haven't seen Willow yet, now is your time to hop on Disney Plus to go learn about this epic character of Willow Ofgood, who has stolen my heart, and he's a character that stands out amongst the precipice of others as a character who is pure of heart, who knows right and wrong, does what is right because it is right, and, you know, struggles with his own self-confidence, and then eventually at the end of the day believes in himself. That is the character arc of Willow Ofgood. It's in the name himself, right? The last name of Ofgood. Right, it's U-F-G-O-O-D, but it's pronounced Ofgood. Come on now. Willow Ofgood, right? It's right there in the title. It's basically like a fairy tale. So that's the purpose of this episode here. If you have been a part of the Force Ghost Conversations family for a while now, I thank you all for listening. When there's a new series, or I should say, you probably know the drill of this episode and its content by this point. But when there is a new series, movie, television show, what have you, I generally get excited for it and ramp up the anticipation for that series or movie content, what have you, by celebrating the lead character or characters in advance of that. Usually it comes out the week before, sometimes the couple of days before, sometimes it's the day of the new content coming out. Right. It just depends on the schedule. I have grad school and all that. So this is an episode that's coming out a week before the new Willow series is coming out on Disney Plus, which is very soon. November 30th is just around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. This episode will also come out on November 23rd. So in the United States, the following day is the Thanksgiving holiday. So I hope that this episode gives you some warm feelings heading into the holiday season. And perhaps if you are cooking food for your family and you need something to distract you or to keep you on task, what have you, perhaps put in some Force Ghost Conversations into your earbuds. And I'm here to be your friend and guide you along that journey. So I hope you're all safe and well and having a great time. And I know we have a global audience too here at Force Ghost Conversations. So I thank you all for listening. Before we get into the Willow discussion too, I just wanted to note that we did celebrate our 1 year anniversary of Force Ghost Conversations this past Monday. So that our first episode was released on November 21st in 2021. And we have successfully navigated a full year of this podcast. And I could not be more thrilled to continue on this journey with you all. And to really applaud the wonderful conversations that we've had over the last year in regards to Star Wars, Lucasfilm, Willow, Indiana Jones, all of it. This is quite an exciting time. to be a fan of all those properties. And I hope that you've been enjoying it too, as much as I have. And I'm going to continue doing this too. There's no stopping for Force Ghost Conversations in the future. We're only going to expand, to keep growing. I hope to be providing wonderful content to you week in and week out. So thank you again for coming along the ride. Thank you for sharing with your friends and family members about Force Ghost Conversations. Thank you for listening to our previous episodes too, and not just hopping on and joining from there, but going to check out what we've done in the past, right? The past is just as important as the present too. And I thank you again for going to great lengths to support the show, buying some merchandise, proudly displaying Force Ghost Conversations wherever you are in the world. It means a lot, and it really inspires me to continue to provide excellent work for you all in the future. Now, because this isn't our Sunday episode, this episode of Force Ghost Conversations will not have our usual Cloud City Gossip segment, right? The news portion of the show where we run down through all of the announcements and what have you from the previous week. We will cover that on our Sunday show, which will cover the season finale of Andor, episode 12 of Andor. So we have a very exciting time here in our realm. Thanksgiving, Andor season one finale, Willow coming out the following week. This is great. This is great. I can sniff an Indiana Jones trailer. Apologies if one comes out already, but before this comes out, I'm pre-recording this episode. So if one does preclude our November 23rd release, then so be it. I will cover it on the show in great lengths for sure. Mandalorian is just around the corner. Bad Batch is coming in the new year. So this is really a wonderful time to be a fan of all of these properties. But with that, again, like I said, there is nothing that is going to, news is not going to be a part of this episode. Just a forewarn for all of that. Also, if you have not seen Willow yet, you may be spoiled a bit to what we are going to discuss today in this episode. Frankly, if you haven't seen the episode, haven't seen the movie yet, what are you doing? Pause this episode now, go check it out, and then come right back here. Actually, in fact, go check out our previous episode, or previous two episodes at this point, so that you can catch up with what we have put out. And just to hear my thoughts and excitement about that film and just some general remarks overall that I have about it. I don't think you can go wrong with Willow. So take my opinion with, as you will. But I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful movie that really gets at the heart of what Lucas is trying to do, right? Willow is certainly a family friendly in terms of its tone. But like Star Wars, like Indiana Jones, it's about these people being put into situations so that it is safe for 12-year-olds and the 12-year-old and all of us to learn right and wrong. It's a morality tale. Morality tales are a part of what Lucas is doing. Inspired by those B-action serials from the 1930s and 40s and 50s that really got him going as a kid. And with that, following that same line, this is Lucas's version of Lord of the Rings. That is Willow. It is a high fantasy series set in that same sandbox of that B-action serial where there's an adventure around every corner and tip of the iceberg storytelling. And then we have our main character, the hero of our journey, of this adventure, of this tale, of this fairy tale, if you will. It is none other than Willow of Good. Willow of Good is portrayed by famous actor by this point in time, at least in 2022, I hope. I lost it at Star Wars Celebration when Willow was talked about and they brought out Warwick Davis, the fantastic Warwick Davis, onto stage. I mean, ask Mrs. Force those conversations when she's on the show next. Ask her how I lost it when this incredible actor who's been in so many pivotal things in my life took the stage, right? He's Wicket. He's Wold. He's all these characters in Star Wars. He is the Leprechaun. He played so many characters in the Harry Potter franchise, right? Professor Flitwick and all that, a couple of the Gringotts goblins. And of course, he's Willow. He's Willow, the pure of heart, good hero, that does what is right. He never wavers in his understanding of what is right. He knows what's right, even when he questions it. Do we do the right thing? I think he did at that point in time, right? And then he learns that he can trust himself more. He believes in himself as the course of the movie goes on. And he creates these friendships along the way that go to great lengths to help him out in achieving this journey and achieving this task. So that is basically what Willow of Good as a character is to me. He's this phenomenal being of great warmth, great heart, great understanding. He's a family man. He wants to put food on the table. He wants to provide for his family. He's a farmer. He didn't, you know, but he has this, like, his own, if you will, Luke Skywalker looking out at the twin sons. He has these dreams of ambitions of being a sorcerer, of becoming the High Alduin's apprentice. He even knew the right answer to the High Alduin's riddle. But because of his own insecurities, he went with the popular answer, which was the wrong answer, instead of trusting his own gut, which is, of course, establishing for the character as an important point in his arc. Because at the end, he is sure of himself. He knows what he's doing. He believes in himself. His self-confidence has certainly grown. And this is something that is very important for the kids at home and the kids in all of us. This is something that we all struggle with. I struggle with it. I'll be honest with that. I struggle with self-confidence like the rest of us. But Willow, he's very similar to that too. He gets thrust into this journey, you know, following the Joseph Campbell Hero with a Thousand Faces, the hero's journey. He reluctantly, you know, he rejects the call at first. Then he takes on the call to this grand adventure, and he creates these friends, unlikely friends and heroes along the way that get him to the destination that allows him to become the ultimate hero. And here's the other thing, too. That's very, you know, it's very Hobbit-esque, Tolkien of it all. But he's short in stature. So he's underestimated. No one believes that he can do it. Even the people that are of his same race, the Nelwyns in the Mother World. Yes, sorry, I was going to say Mother Earth, but I was like, I know that's wrong. But in the land that is this realm, they're like, Willow's going to do this. I don't believe that. You're going to take that? He only gets thrust into this because he found Alora Dannon. And he knew we just can't leave a baby on the riverbank. That goes against everything. He's a family man. Would he leave his own kid there? Absolutely not. And of course, his wife takes a liking to this little baby. But there's certainly... Why is there a grown person, a Dakaian, why do they have one of them in these neck of the woods? That makes no sense. They don't usually come around these parts. But Willow recognizes that there's something wrong here and that he needs to do something about it. Whether he says it explicitly or not, I believe that's deep down in the character. And that's why they keep pushing. That's why when he sees Mad Mardigan and all the other Nelwyns on the journey want to go home, he says, no, I can't do that. No, eventually he does leave her with Mad Mardigan, which is a little bit of a mistake here because he did question that later on, but he knew he shouldn't have left her. It does work out in the end because he runs into Sherilyndrea and is able to get her wand, and it really sets him off on this journey again here. But, you know, all the thing, you have to have a little bit of a setback here and there. But for the most part, he's on board. He's got it going. And he crafts this journey so eloquently, where he is able to not only learn a bit about magic, but he's that archetypal character of this unlikely hero, like a Luke Skywalker. And I'm glad that Warwick Davis gets to do this, because I know there aren't too many like action roles or these roles where a person like him is in these leading man roles, if you will. So for representation of it all, I mean, this is great. Willow's ahead of the curve when it comes to that. Putting a person that has every right to be a hero and is a hero in their own journey at the forefront of it all. That's great. That's great. And like I said, at the end of the journey, he's able to defeat the Queen Bavmorda, by believing in himself without even using magic. He doesn't even use magic. Let's just think about that. He does a magic trick, ladies and gentlemen. It's the disappearing pig magic trick. He's able to fool one of the greatest sorcerers in the world with a magic trick. Brilliant. He trusted himself. He believed that he'd be able to do it. He just knew that he needed to distract her long enough for the ritual to not be completed. And that's what he does. He saves the day just by doing that. Amazing. Brilliant and brave and powerful. Willow also is able to channel magic in a way that had never been done before for someone to turn the Finrazel back into her human form, which really gives them a leg up in defeating the evil queen, Queen Bavmorda. Without him, no one's turning her back. He takes that on. They're frankly pigs. Everyone else has been turned into a pig. He's it. Willow Ufgood is there. He's reliable. He does what is needed to be done to save the day, to save his friends, to be a good person. And that's really what I always will take away from the character of Willow and who he is overall. These are the important lessons that need to be remembered from this tale, right? Self-confidence, belief in self, belief in friends, growing friends, creating friends. These are all important. I have the Willow wiki page pulled up with just some more details about Willow Ufgood. As I mentioned, he's a male Nelwyn, which of course is his species. His hair color, now I mentioned this in the Willow podcast episode that we did previously, where I said that Willow's hair is just magnificent. It is majestic, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the head of lettuce on this guy. Woo! I mean, I'm jealous. I wish I had that kind of hair. It's like an 80s mullet, but it's not. It's very like, the only thing I can really akinly connect it to is Patrick Swayze Roadhouse. That's pretty good. It's not the same, but it's got that same vibe, that feeling, that like, it stands out. What they describe it as on this wiki page is, they say it's a mahogany brown with streaks of russet. And I like that. That kind of leans itself to this like humble beginnings of Willow when we first find him in the village. He's a farmer. He's got his family. Even though the actor is very young. I mean, come on now. I think Warwick Davis is like 16, 17 when they're filming this, because the film comes out in 88 when he's 18. So the fact that he's got kids and he's got a family at that young age. I mean, of course, each species is different, and this is a high fancy world, but I couldn't have had those responsibilities at that age, I could tell you that. It's got blue eyes and fair skin as well, but that head of lettuce is really what takes it away at the end of the day for me. And of course, Willow's at the heart of it all when it comes to this to the saga. And I just wanted to highlight the personality traits that they note here in regards to Willow. And basically he has this like long hair, and you know, it's just really great. I just really like his personality overall in this series, or I shouldn't say series, but in the film. He just embodies this like warm spirit again. I'm just gonna keep running around in circles here when it comes to explaining this character, but he's warm, he's magnificent, he's got this sense of magic, and he's got that childlike sense of wonder too, that I think is really important to all of us when it comes to Willow. So really, that's all that I've got for this character. I'm just really infatuated with Willow overall. I hope you are too at home. I think that when you watch the movie, you really just become enthralled with who he is overall. And the fact that we're getting more with him, right? We get to see how, you know, maybe age has changed him a little bit. Maybe he's a different person at this point. Maybe he's grown a little bit as a person. What has happened to his family? What are his kids like? I think Warwick Davis's actual kids are involved in the project portraying his family, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think I saw that. We're going to see the, of course, familiar cast members in Sorsha and some kids that they have from their relationships over the years. And we're going to see if Willow actually becomes this great sorcerer, or what it's like for Willow to be a great sorcerer in this point in time. I think that's all majestic, and it lines up with what the character has set forth. I imagine that he's probably one of the greatest sorcerers in all of the land. And that is kind of the lead-in for this series. And I don't know a whole lot about where the sequel series is going, I'll be honest. For better or for worse, I've kind of avoided it, just so I'm more surprised when it actually comes to pass. I look forward to that, frankly. I mean, it's kind of like watching a trailer without knowing all that stuff. But there have been a ton of these, you know, the articles, the interviews that come out now that people are getting, they're in the press for this series, and they want to hype it up and all that stuff. So I've been kind of avoiding that. They've been releasing trailers. We talk about them here on Force Ghost Conversations. But the trailers really haven't given away too much stuff, right? I think the big takeaway line is Into the Unknown. That's where we go. And that's kind of where we're at as an audience, right? There's this vast landscape and world that John Kasdan is going to set forth for us as the director and kind of writer story lead for this series. So with that, everybody, that is really all that I had about our overview for the character of Willow Upgood. What do you think about Willow? What are the qualities that you like about him the most? I would love to continue the conversation with you all as we ramp up this epic week heading into the first episode of Willow that premieres very soon on November 30th, only on Disney Plus. So if you need to re-up your Disney Plus subscription, what are you doing? You got to do that now. You don't want to be late to the party. Also, Andor just had its season finale. Don't sleep on that either. This is really a great time to be a fan of all this content, of all these series, and just, you know, if you're in the Lucasfilm family whatsoever, this is a really, really excellent, excellent time period for all that stuff. Also, everybody, I want to highlight, if you're a fan of Willow and maybe you've caught on our social channels or even the logo for this podcast artwork, that we have a Willow-inspired art design, which, if you feel so inclined, is now available on our Tee Public store. If you want a Force Ghost Conversations Willow-inspired t-shirt or hoodie or blanket or coffee mug, all that merchandise is available on our Tee Public store. And now that it's the holiday season, they do run special deals frequently on that site. So if you're a fan of what we're doing here and you want to spread the word out, we really appreciate it. And when you know, feel free to get whatever you like on that site. We really appreciate it again. So with that, everybody, that's all that I had for this week's episode. Get ready for Willow. It is just around the corner. And we'll be back at the end of this week to discuss our season finale for season one of Andor. So that's going to be phenomenal. I hope I've watched it by this point already. So get ready for that. And have a happy Thanksgiving to those in the United States. And we will be back next week with our Willow breakdown. So that's phenomenal. Get ready for all that stuff. It's coming your way. More Force Ghost Conversations down the pipeline as we head into year two of this podcast. And thanks again to everybody for listening and growing the show along the way. We couldn't have done it without you, and this is really a team effort. So with that, everybody, have a great week. May the Force be with you. Take care.